Hello again, everybody. It's time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, streaming newsdakota.com, and of course, podcasts available. If you search out KQDJ Podcast, you can listen to this back wherever you like to get your podcasts from. Well, we are talking Jamestown Chamber. We have Emily Bivens with us, and we also have Vincent Klobeck with us, membership relations guy. Hello.
Hey, happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Emily, new face here. He hasn't, you're breaking him into the radio
part.
I am, yes.
Brought him up here, just trying to get his name out there. He's done a great job going out and visiting with all of our members. And of course, we've been sending out our membership renewals. So Vincent is the guy you need to talk to. He's the guy that's in touch with all of our members and stays in touch with all of them. So very happy to have him on board.
Well, good to have you guys in here, and plenty of stuff to talk about here on the list of things with the chamber right now.
Yes. Loyal to Local.
Yes.
Loyal to Local is back. So Vincent has probably called.
Year three, better than ever. I was going to say, if folks have heard my voice before, it's probably via the telephone asking them to make a membership selection or get involved in Loyal to Local for year three.
Yes. Yeah. And last year, you remember, we tracked about $135,000 in local spending with this program. And so it's back. And Vincent has recruited over 50 businesses.
Wow.
To where you can get your book stamped. So we're getting that rolled out. And it starts officially on Small Business Saturday, which is November 25th. So that's when you can start getting your booklet stamped.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it stamped through January 5th. And then booklets are due up until the 8th. You can turn those in. So you can collect yourself a little bit after your purchases. Get them turned into either Zimmerman's or the chamber office. And then we'll draw for all of our prizes on the 9th.
So. Very cool. And so, and again, if people don't know exactly how this goes, it's basically you're shopping local and being rewarded for it.
Right. Yes. So you have a booklet that looks like a passport and you go around all the different businesses. The booklets are available at the businesses and several other locations in town here. But you, as you're doing your shopping, you can get your booklet stamped up to $50 at each business. And once you get $250 worth of purchases stamped, then you can fill it out on the front and turn it in, and you can win all kinds of prizes. And we have tons of stuff that Vincent has been collecting for us.
Yes, I can hardly sit down in the office. There's so much. I was going to say junk, but that's not the right word.
No.
I had a thought about getting involved with Loyal to Local, which is that it's a busy time of year. There's a lot going on. There's family, there's stress, there's weather, and I'm no stranger to that. But with this program, this is money that you might be spending anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Odds are you will be.
Yeah.
So why not be rewarded for it? Keep local money local and get entered into win fabulous prizes. Yes.
Fabulous. I like that.
Yes. And, you know, it's not just retail places. We have some restaurants in there.
Hotels.
Hotels, mm-hmm. Gas stations. You know, so if you have family coming to town and they're going to have a room, a hotel, you know, you can get your booklet stamped. So lots of opportunities. Like you said, you're going to already be spending those dollars.
So might as well be rewarded for it. And
yeah.
So that's going on. What else is happening?
Speaking of awards,
yes.
Rewards, we are currently accepting nominations for our big chamber awards that we give out at our annual banquet in January. We're looking for Outstanding Citizen of the Year, Above and Beyond Award, and then the Young Professional of the Year. We also give out a big Business of the Year award at the banquet, but that is selected through the Business of the Month award recipients. So if you want somebody to be eligible for Business of the Year, nominate them for Business of the Month. But all of those award nominations are on our website at jamestownchamber.com, right at the bottom of the homepage. So.
All right. And I know one of the things that we've been seeing a lot of lately, it's called STIR, right?
Yes. Maybe Vincent can help me. Socialize, talk.
Yeah, the last one is remember. So I'm interested to see if you remember all four.
Socialize, talk, interact, remember.
There you go.
Like it.
You might know it by an artist formerly known as Business After Hours.
Yes.
It's been a couple years since folks have done that. But it's a great opportunity to connect with other folks in the area. I personally enjoy getting to visit businesses that you would have no business being in. I have no business being in 701 Apparel / Two Rivers Printing in the back room. But at the STIR event, I do.
Yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great.
It's cool
times.
To see what they do. Yeah. Yes. I had never been back there either and seen all their equipment and everything that they offer. So
if you're nosy, it's a great fit for you.
Well, it's just, and we didn't know that they offer window clings either.
Sure.
Some of these businesses are offering new services and new things. So you get to learn all about that too and how they do that. So we just recently were up at Orn Family Dentistry. They remodeled and have an addition up there and are offering new services to their patients too. So that's kind of cool. We got to see all of that. And so we'll put a little plug in. Our next one we have scheduled is at
Bank Forward. December 12th.
Yes.
All right.
There will be one in November, but no date, no business picked as yet.
All right. So, stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
What else you guys want to tell us about here?
We mentioned membership renewals.
Yes.
And Vincent has been working really hard on this, obviously, being the membership relations manager. but it's also a great time to join the chamber. We recently redid our dues structure. So there's something for everyone. Maybe you thought you didn't fit into the chamber in a certain way. Well, this membership dues structure now allows you to kind of pick what level you want to be involved with the chamber. So it's now a great time to join the chamber. If you've been thinking about that, you can contact Vincent or myself, and we can get you hooked up with that.
A lot of great benefit to doing that.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about the different things that you guys do, but I mean, what a great thing to be a part of, and you're really connected to the community more when you're in it.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you get to know, simply knowing what's going on with our e-news and our newsletter and everything. We try to keep our members up to date with what's happening around the community.
For something as brass tacks as what new businesses are coming to town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on in that building that's going up? Why
yes.
is that building being torn down?
All the stuff people want to know
information,
about.
Information, I guess, is my main point.
Chamber can help you. And we're there to celebrate with you, too. With the ribbon cuttings, you mentioned, businesses opening or buildings going up. The chamber's there to help celebrate and lift up those area businesses. So, yeah.
And anything else you guys got to throw out here?
I guess if you have any more questions, if you want any more information about chamber stuff, you can always visit our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email us. I'm director at jamestownchamber.com.
Membership@jamestownchamber.com. I'm available to answer any questions. I love getting into the brass tacks. If you have any questions, seriously, get in touch.
Yep. And you can always call us 701-252-4830 or stop down and see us. We're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We're co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department. If you need to go there, you need to make an appointment. You can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. If you just need to have your tabs renewed, there's a kiosk in CashWise if you're comfortable doing that, or they can usually squeeze you in between appointments if you come to our office.
Drive over to CashWise and drive on that nice new parking lot over there.
Yes, bump free.
Ribbon cutting Monday.
We're going to have a ribbon cutting for them, yes, on Monday.
Celebrate the pumps. Among other things.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really exciting what's going on over there. Guys, thanks so much for swinging in and talking to us about all this. We appreciate it.
Thanks, JD.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Plenty more to come. More editions of Let's Talk About It available anytime at newsdakota.com.